The young generation and their problems. How many of you haven't, at least once, heard the phrase, "When I was young, things were different"? Everyone is only young once. What are the young people like today? I am 17 years old. I study at secondary school and I am preparing for university. I don't really have any problems with my studies, but... When I say but, it's because everything is not all right. Most young people know about these feelings. I am going to tell you about my thoughts and opinions. In what I tell, you might recognize some of your own experiences and problems. Friends. I know many people, but I've got only one friend. I used to think that I had a lot of friends, but that is not the truth. A friend is someone who listens to you when you need to talk about your problems. It is someone who gives you advice and doesn't betray you. It is a shame that I haven't got more people in my life whom I can trust. Surely, most of you know these problems about friendship. I read somewhere that friendship is worth more than love. Love. Nice word. It's popular among poets, musicians, and artists. However, this word also means heartache and fear for someone. Most people look for a perfect partner. My sister, for example, wants someone who is handsome, tall, rich, intelligent, good, faithful, and funny. What do you think? Does such a man exist? I know some people who are in love with someone who does not love them in return. What should they do? Not everyone is strong enough to say, "Fine, you don't know what you are missing out on." School and teachers. Many students have got problems with their grades or teachers. I think that my English teacher doesn't like me. I always get a 3, whether I study or not. So why should I learn English if I don't like it and the teacher is terrible? My mother is not pleased with my low marks. She always wants me to have the best results, which leads me to the next problem. Parents. Parents always want their children to be the best and the smartest. My parents want me to become a doctor. It is a nice profession, helping people, saving their lives and all that. What can I do if I don't like blood and I want to become an economist? My parents can't imagine that I would do anything differently from what they want. They are ideal and they expect their children will be the same. It's not just about my future career, but also my hairstyle, clothes and friends. They think that my hobbies are worthless, that I don't help enough at home. They also think that I don't study enough, and that the music I listen to is terrible. My parents think my life is full of problems, problems, problems. Divorce. In some families, they have different problems, such as arguments and divorce. My neighbor's parents are getting a divorce. Every day we listen to their shouting. Sometimes we even hear the father hit the mother. It's scary. At those times, who is thinking about their children? Their son ran away from home twice, but he came back both times. There are some runaways who don't come back at all. They stay on the streets and risk getting in contact with drugs, prostitution, and maybe even death. The future and choosing a profession. How should I know what I would like to be? How will I make the right choice? I will be 18 next year. Officially, I will be an adult. As an adult, I am expected to be independent and live without problems. Is that possible? Drugs. Drugs are one of the most serious problems facing today's young generation. All the other problems I discussed earlier in this essay can lead to drug abuse. let me clarify some facts about drugs. They are separated into two categories, soft and hard drugs. I have listed some of them here. Soft drugs are alcohol, cigarettes, glue, sedatives and mushrooms. Hard drugs are ecstasy, speed, amphetamine, cocaine, opium and heroin. You can usually tell if someone is under the influence of drugs. Some of their symptoms can be red eyes, small pupils and slow movements. In addition, people under the influence of drugs often smile and giggle inappropriately, talk incoherently, act tired and/or hallucinate. The effects of drugs vary from making you tired to giving you lots of energy, from making you friendly to aggressive. All of the effects are not the result of your natural consciousness. Some of you think that it is normal these days to be under the influence, that it is okay, but be aware that smoking tobacco has been proven to cause cancer. Most drugs can cause depression, health damage, and maybe even result in death. Look around and you might recognize that some people are under the influence of drugs. It's good to notice changes, like the sudden breakup of a long friendship, a notable difference in clothing, changes in behavior and friends. Maybe that person doesn't know how to stop. Maybe they need your help. Considering the facts about drugs, we need to ask ourselves, why do some teenagers use drugs? Some might find their present life boring. Others may have too many problems. Or maybe some teenagers use drugs to gain respect in a gang. At other times, it's just curiosity. I have described only a few of the problems facing the young generation of today. I'm sure there are many more, and that one day we might solve them. Maybe we should just allow young people to express themselves freely with their hairstyle, clothing, and hobbies.